We are back live at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. It is a big kickoff basketball game for our Hurricanes tonight. And Jim Larinaga, who's been head coach here at UM since 2011 and one of the most beloved coaches in all of South Florida.
Yes,
and
sir.
I'm not just saying that because he's sitting here in front of me. He is our personal favorite. We feel like we have a good relationship, although we know with Louisville number five tonight, the last thing you want to be doing is sitting out here with us boobs as you're prepping for a game that's just a couple hours away. So thank you for making time for us. We appreciate that.
Well, thanks, guys. It is the first college basketball game of the season. We're the first game, 6:30. Hopefully everybody's tuned in, and hopefully the Watsco Center, which is empty right now, hopefully it's packed to the rafters tonight.
Now, opening against number five, Louisville, conference game, this is a tough start. You like opening with a heavy hitter? This is different.
Well, here's the way I look at it. If we win, I like it. If we lose, I don't like it.
So you reserve judgment until tonight's final score?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can understand. I mean, it's a whole different way to start a season, though.
Well, it's the inaugural season of the ACC Network, and with ESPN and the ACC Network and the basketball just getting started, we're now playing 20 conference games. They were looking for a date, and it was decided, hey, let's kick off the college basketball season with everybody in the ACC playing a conference game. So it's not just Miami versus Louisville, a top five team in the country, but Carolina's playing Notre Dame and Virginia's at Syracuse. We got everybody in the league playing a conference game except Duke. Duke is going to New York and playing in Madison Square Garden against Kansas in the Champions Classic. So this is a great way to kick off the college basketball season.
Coach Al, don't you want to see what your team has against a top team instead of playing a cupcake? They kill Florida every year. We play cupcakes. We know we do. That's what we do at Florida. But don't you like to see your team against top opponents so you can see what you got?
Well, here's my look at. I don't think anybody's a cupcake. That's kind of a media sensation where, oh, this team is no good. They don't have a good team. They don't have good players. And then you play them and you're like, I'm watching them on video. I'm saying, man, these guys can shoot. Man, these guys are quick. I mean, everybody in college basketball has good players. The mid-majors and low-majors, what they're able to do is keep their players so they have older guys, guys who are 21, 22, 23 years old. And our team, like a lot of ACC teams, we're playing a lot of freshmen. We have three freshmen who are going to play a lot tonight. We have Dan Gak, who had a red shirt with an injury. He has a career total of 20 points. So we have a lot of inexperience that's going to be out on the floor.
Coach Jim Larinaga is with us. Again, tonight, Watsco Center, 6:30 tip-off. If you're listening on campus, you should absolutely be here tonight. And if you're listening anywhere in South Florida, you want to get rolling and get down here because of traffic. But hopefully this place will be packed tonight for the Hurricanes and Louisville, number five Louisville. I read in Michelle Kaufman's article in the Miami Herald, there's going to be 18 NBA scouts in attendance tonight. Louisville's got this kid, Jordan Wara, but that's a great showcase for your guys, too, and I'm imagining you've told your players the same.
Yeah, I didn't tell them we have 18 NBA scouts coming tonight. I want them focused on Louisville, not on the NBA. But what I will tell you is a lot of NBA scouts come to our practices. They sit there, they get to know our players, and I think when you're in the ACC, every player that's recruited to come to the ACC and chooses to play in what we believe is the best league in the country, their ambition is to play in the NBA, and they want NBA scouts evaluating them regularly.
And, Coach, when you play a guy like Norwell, who is ACC preseason, you know, ACC player of the year and all that, do you bring him up? Because I play with coaches that just call guys by their numbers. Then I've also played with coaches that say, this is Tom Brady, this is Randy Moss. How do you deal with an all-star like that when you're going to play him?
I couldn't tell you anybody's number. I can tell you everybody's name. When we're playing, we want our players, when we're watching video, to know the guys. We don't look at their numbers. We don't tell them you're guarding 13. We tell them you're guarding Wara. You're guarding Enoch, you're guarding Perry, whatever it is, and then we share with them this is what they're looking for. So for us, we have terminology that we use that I think a lot of teams use, a lot of NBA teams. So tonight we told our team they do a lot of ghost screening, and you really got to guard the ghost. What does it mean? It means the guy who's coming up the ball screen doesn't really ball screen. He fakes the ball screen and then sprints out to try to catch you off guard, like you're getting ready to switch a ball screen. And the guy on Wara, for example, as he's running with him, he's thinking to himself, I got to switch. But then Wara takes off, gets open, and nails a three. So we got to stay with the ghost and do a great job defensively.
Who pulls that responsibility, Coach, on Wara? Hey, you have somebody set?
We have a Sam Wardenberg will start on him. But one of the rules we have is guard who guards you, because we don't want to get switching in transition. So you got to be with your man, whoever guards you. So there's a good chance Wara might guard Cam McGusty. So if he does, then Cam's got him. But to start with, Sam Wardenberg's going to take him.
Give Hurricanes fans a couple people to watch. Again, it's Canes in Louisville tonight, but I'm talking about for the season. We're kicking off the season. Jim Larrañaga is with us. I mentioned earlier today I'm a huge fan of Chris Likes. I root for anybody that's short. I also root for anybody that's bald. It doesn't, like, I'm a big Manu Ginobili fan, and I root for you. I didn't want to say anything, but I'm wearing the hat. You're not. But anybody short and bald, I love Chris Likes. Who are some guys that Hurricanes fans you think can sink their teeth into this season?
Well, Chris Likes is the leading returning scorer, and he was chosen second team all-conference in the preseason poll. So I think our fans really love watching Chris. He's an exciting player. The three guys that I would tell you to keep an eye on are the three freshmen. Harlan Beverly, who comes from Detroit, Michigan, and went to Mount Verde in Florida, a really talented freshman. Isaiah Wong, who's from New Jersey, played in Philadelphia. He's a guy, I guarantee you, he'll be shooting free throws tonight. He is very hard to guard. He gets to the rim, gets fouled all the time. And then Anthony Walker, who's very inexperienced but has a ton of talent, 6'7 or 8, runs and jumps, can make threes, terrific post-up player. With experience, he's going to be a tremendous contributor.
And McGusty, you brought him up a little earlier. The same evaluation of him, because as I looked at all the breakdowns of this game, his name came up a lot, Coach.
Well, Cam McGusty and DJ Vasilovich are going to play at the wings tonight with Chris Likes. They're both very experienced players. Both of them will be 1,000-point scorers along with Chris Likes. None of them have scored 1,000 points yet, but I think all three will get there this season. So the backcourt has some really good experience. The three guys total 2,200 points. So we're hoping that they have a great year in scoring. The other guy that is really improved, and I think he may be the most improved player in the ACC, is Rodney Miller, 7 feet tall. He's got a great left-handed and right-handed jump hook. He's been practicing terrific. We hope that he can be a double-double guy, 10 points, 10 rebounds.
I know you can't say names, but we can say recruiting seems to be going well for the University of Miami basketball team.
Well, if you start with, we have a transfer sitting out, a kid named Nasir Brooks. We can talk about him. He's 6'11", 7 feet, 245 pounds, and he's a fantastic defensive player rebounder. He is going to be a great addition next season, not this year. And then we are involved with, we can't mention names or anything.
We all read the news yesterday.
And we're very, very happy, because when you recruit for your needs. And the guys we're counting on really add a dimension to our program.
How excited are you for the season? How do you get game one of any basketball season? You've been doing it your entire life. Where are you? Is this like a kid in a candy store?
It really is, because at my age, I just, you know, I could be retired, relaxing, but doing nothing. You know, maybe playing a little golf or tennis or watching ball games. I want to be in the action. I want to help the players become the players they want to be. I enjoy the camaraderie. We took the team to Italy this summer and had a great time, and the players really bonded. I'm excited about this team. I think we have to improve in a lot of areas, but the guys are working to improve, so that's good.
Coach, is the excitement crazy for you? Like, as long as you've been doing this, do you text your coaches at 2 a.m.? Do you text players at 7 a.m. in the morning just trying to, hey, if they pick you in this game, you got to get around? Like, is that still there for you?
I text my coaching staff last night, and the message was, hey, we got a great roster right now. Let's really push these guys, make them believe in themselves that they can win. And then I text the players – a picture of a tiger growling and said, hey, we got to have the eye of the tiger all season long.
Now, tonight the game is on the ACC Network. It's the inaugural basketball game on the ACC Network. Have you thought about, I don't know if you're going to be mic'd up in the locker room pregame. Do you know if they're going to be videoing your pregame speech? Have you given thought to this? Is this something you practice in front of a mirror?
Absolutely not.
Something you practice in front of Mrs. Larrañaga?
No practice.
You don't say, hey, honey, I want you to listen. This is what I'm going to tell the team tomorrow night before the game.
I do plan, so I have ideas, but it's completely spontaneous so that, you know, I want the guys to really know the energy that I feel, and I want to transfer it to them. We'll play a song in the locker room before the game. Hopefully some guys will be so juiced that they get up and dance.
Do you know what song you're going to be playing before the game?
No, the players get to choose. I don't pay attention to the choice.
You dance too, Coach. I've seen you.
We've seen them. Those are some of our favorite videos.
Yeah, the problem is they're not playing my kind of music. They're playing what do they call it?
The rap or trap or all the new stuff.
I'm used to, you know, Michael Jackson and the Temptations and music like that.
I don't know if Chris Likes would vibe to the Temptations.
I think you should get in front of the team tonight and say, this is Louisville, this is a big one, and here's the four tops, and let's get things going at the Watsco Center.
Like, four tops? Who is that?
Thought it was an offensive set.
Well, it's tonight, man, and we wish you the best of luck. You're absolutely one of our favorites. I'm not going to ask you any movie questions tonight because I'm guessing your head's not there.
Well, you got to go see Harriet.
I was kind of asking a movie question by not asking a movie question. So is that the best movie of the summer?
I don't know if it's the best, but I love true stories that about people who have overcome all kinds of adversity. And in Harriet Tubman's case, the adversity is ridiculous, and she still overcame it and was a tremendous leader and helped our country.
If you listen to our show, you know that Jim Larrañaga is a movie buff, and we always ask him movie questions. But when he gets into season mode, so what's the week leading up to this game? Do you pay attention to anything but basketball? Like, are you 24/7 hoops?
Yeah, that's a difficult question to answer. You know, when I'm laying in bed at night, I have my phone right there, and I think of stuff. Last night, I was watching the Detroit Pistons play. That's Bruce Brown, and Bruce had a terrific game, but they lost to the Wizards. And I'm texting Bruce, telling him, hey, good game, tough loss, but keep plugging away. And he's doing a great job. And then I'll text my coaches, hey, did you see the backdoor play that the Pistons ran? And that's what we do. So it's not actually 24/7, but it's darn close.
Coach, other coaches aren't doing that. Bruce Brown is gone. He can never help you again. Other coaches aren't texting a guy that's already in the NBA after his game and telling him great game.
No, I text them all. Shane Larkin, we're going to do a story on Shane Larkin. The EuroLeague, he is playing in Turkey, and he's like the most valuable player in Europe. And the EuroLeague has called me, and in December, I think it's December the 15th, around that time, they're going to come and interview me all about the Shane Larkin story. And I stay talking to Shane. The last time I text Shane, it was his birthday, October 2nd. And I remember that easily because that's my birthday as well.
Well, Crowder, maybe your old coaches don't text you just because they didn't like you.
I think
you're making it like a standard, but I just think it might be you.
But no, I cannot. I can say with some confidence that other coaches aren't doing what Coach L does. They're not texting their players. How long has Shane been gone? 2-3 years?
Oh, no, six.
Yeah. 6 years? Coach, there is no other coach texting a guy that's been gone 6 years on his birthday. I can say that with confidence.
Yeah. Well, that's why the recruiting game is going so well.
That same year, we lost Trey McKinney-Jones, and I got a text from Trey and said, hey, Coach, I just read a book that reminded me of you, and it was Chop Wood, Carry Water. So I immediately went out, bought the book, read the book, and texted him back and said, yeah, this is a great book. I'm going to share it with my staff and the team. So we try to stay in touch. This is a family atmosphere. We've tried to create something that we can build on every year. We got a step backwards last year, but we're moving forward in the right direction now.
Coach Jim Larrañaga, good luck tonight. It's Miami and Louisville, 6:30 tip-off at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. He is our absolute favorite, and he's got a lot of stuff to do, and we appreciate his time. And he's going to go do whatever he's got to do, and we're going to get ready to do what we got to do.